Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad for the Bible Clubbers who have written this week, and we're glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. We hope you'll join in the singing, and that you'll also enjoy the story in just a little while. Maybe you could call a friend right now so that they could find out where it is on the dial and listen with you, too. And now, here's the choir, ready to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good singing, and it's wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back at any moment. Bible Clubbers, have you ever heard that word procrastination? Your mother or father says, oh, he procrastinates. Well, it's just a big fancy way of saying that somebody puts off doing something that's very important. You know, I know about a little girl who heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ over and over, but she simply would not repent of her sins and accept Christ. And her mother was just very worried and concerned about it, and she talked to the preacher and just said about her little girl would not be saved. And so the preacher said that he would talk to her. And he did. Very quietly he said to the little girl, "Now, my dear, it seems like folks are bothering you just quite a bit about this question of being saved. Suppose now I just tell your mother that you just don't want to be talked about it any more for a year. How would that be?" Well, the little girl hesitated for a minute, and then she didn't think it'd be safe to wait for a year. She just might die before that time. "Well, that's so," the preacher said. "Suppose then we just wait for 6 months." Well, she didn't think that'd exactly be safe either. "That's so," he said. "Well, what about 3 months, then we don't talk about it?" And she hesitated. "Well, I don't think it'd be safe to put it off for 3 months either." And she finally said, "I don't think it'd be safe to put it off at all." And they went down on their knees, and she trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. I wonder if you're like her. You've heard the gospel time and time again, but you just keep putting it off and procrastinating. You know, the scripture says, "Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And another verse says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Perhaps you've heard the gospel many times. Don't put off trusting Christ any longer. I hope you will accept him as your Savior before this broadcast is over today. And now, here's the choir again. The disciples were quite excited. They had just seen the change in Zacchaeus after Jesus had come through Jericho and had brought the man down from the tree and gone to his house for dinner, and my, how wonderful the things were they had to talk about. And they were nearing Jerusalem, and Jesus realized the disciples thought the kingdom of God must be going to come immediately, and so he had a special story to tell them. He said, "One time there was a certain nobleman, a ruler, who had to be away from home for a while. He had to go to a far country on important business, and while he was gone, he wanted his servants to take very special care of his business and property while he was away. Now there were some citizens of his country who hated him, and they said good, they were glad he was gone. They wouldn't have this man to rule over them. But the nobleman had some servants that he entrusted with all his property, and he gave each one of them a talent, all 10 servants, and he was gone for quite some time. Oh, I'm sure it'd been quite interesting if you'd have been there to see how each servant dealt with the property that the master had left him. One thought, 'Oh, I should make an investment. When the master comes back, he'll want to find his property and his place in better shape than when he left. Oh, I must be faithful, and perhaps I can invest this money and make more money for the master when he comes back. Oh, I must be faithful and loyal and true. I must not misuse a bit of what he's given me.' And then perhaps there were other servants who were a little more careless, or maybe who had a little less ability. And then there was one servant who just was stubborn and lazy and timid, and all of it together, he just accomplished nothing while the master was gone. And then, one day, the master came back, and the nobleman sent for his 10 servants to come before him and said, 'Now, I've returned, and I want to tell you that the kingdom is ready to come to fruition, and we're ready to take over. Now,' he says, 'show me what you've done with your pounds that I gave you.' And the first one came forward, and he said, 'Master, thy pound that you gave me has gained 10 pounds. Oh, what a wonderful report. Oh, the master was thrilled with it, and he said, "Well, you've done well. Well done, thou good servant, and you've been faithful in a very little. I'll give you authority over 10 cities. And my, why, the servant didn't expect all that, and how thrilled and overjoyed he was. And then the nobleman called the next servant. He said, "Well, what have you been able to do?" "Well," he said, "master, the pound that you've given me, it's gained 5 pounds. And the nobleman looked and said, "Well done, thou faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little bit. I'll make you ruler over much. You rule over 5 cities. And then came the last servant, hesitating shyly. "Here, master, I knew you were an austere man, and here's the pound you gave me, wrapped up in this napkin. I knew you'd want every lick you gave me, so I'm sure to give it right back, just like you gave it to me." And the master was not pleased at all. "I trusted you with this, and now you've misused it. You haven't even made one more penny out of it. Why didn't you at least give it to the banker, and I could have gained interest while I was gone?" And he didn't receive any reward. Oh, no. And the master said, "Now then, in my kingdom, these places will have rulers and all of that. But those citizens that were my enemies, I'll wipe them out. I'll not give them any place in my kingdom." And now, boys and girls, that's a nobleman's story that the Lord Jesus told. But, you know, Jesus has given you talents for him if you're his servant, if you're his child. And what are you doing with the talents that he's given you? You say, "Oh, I don't have anything." Yeah, but you've got time you can give to Jesus. And maybe you can have some music you could give your talent to him. Or maybe you have money, and instead of spending it all on yourself, you could put it into his work and ministry. And you have a tongue, you can talk for Jesus instead of talking for the world and for foolishness and just funning all the time. How about giving your life to Jesus and not withholding your time to yourself, but give your life to him and gain talents for him so that you can have rewards when Jesus comes? And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening, and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.